Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is skin colorism. Are you ready for today's pop quiz question? Here it is. Biologically, how many races of human beings are there on this planet? Do you think there are 3, or 4, or 5, or 30, or 75, or what? Okay, ready for the answer? The answer, according to almost every geneticist, is 1. Biologically, we are all the same race. Maybe you already knew that. But if so, why do we talk about different races all the time and have categories on the census and other forms? What we're really talking about here is skin color and physical appearance, not so-called race. Geneticists have shown us that there are many more biological differences among people of the same so-called race than between those who are black, brown, yellow, red, or white. Scientists have traced the origin of humans back to one woman who lived in East Africa about 100,000 to 150,000 years ago. It was her DNA that was the source for every human's DNA today. She's got a lot of descendants. If we go back far enough, we're all Africans, and biologically, we all really are the same, at least 99.98%. We can see physical differences, but they're only a small part of our biological and genetic makeup. Physical traits, like skin color, are determined primarily by adaptations to climate and exposure to the sun. Race has become a lazy way to summarize physical traits in describing a person. But talking about the races of humans is nothing but bad science, just like saying the Earth was created in 6 days. Because there is no biology of race. Recent genetic studies have proven that what we call race is only a social and political construct with no biological basis. This quote is from South African geneticist Himla Sudyal in Steve Olson's book, Mapping Human History, page 39. Quote, "Race is purely circumstantial. It establishes a social hierarchy that people can use to exploit others, but that hierarchy has no basis in biology." Unquote. So, race is nothing more than a way to arbitrarily separate people based on physical differences. The social concept of race was invented in the 1600s and 1700s. It was popularized in the 1800s by Europeans who wanted to differentiate what they considered superior, that is, white, from what they thought were inferior groups of humans. This is described in an excellent 3-part PBS series, Race, The Power of an Illusion. You can find it at the Bangor Public Library. It reached its peak, or rather depth, during the eugenics movement of the early 1900s and the fascist movement and Holocaust in Germany. In the U.S., we've seen it through slavery and the genocide of Native Americans. Too many people still believe in biology-based racial differences, and we know the terrible damage that has caused. Thanks to this race as difference fiction, I have been trained to look especially at physical appearance when I see another person. I categorize them by skin color, gender, and other characteristics I can see. I'll bet you do too. I've been also trained to feel more comfortable with those who look like me, us, and less comfortable with those who don't, them. Is this prejudice? You bet. Knowing that there's no real biology to the differences helps me to get over some of my us versus them attitude. I can't pretend that I don't see what's in front of me. Our skin color and appearance are part of who we as humans are. Nor will I pretend that, we are all the same. When culture, environment, and discrimination make people of different skin colors very different from each other. I'm trying to get over the idea that appearance is a way to judge others. It isn't. They're actually my relatives, if we go back enough generations. Do you see skin color when you look at other people, especially for the first time? Do you put people in either an us or them category, depending on their appearance and skin color? Do you identify as part of a specific race, even if it has no biological basis to it? If the Census Bureau asks you what race you are, what will you tell them? Wouldn't this be a good day, the 79th birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., to re-examine our thinking about so-called race and racism, and how we can end this scourge in ourselves, our communities, and our world? What will you do today and in the future to continue his dream of a world free of racism and an end to discrimination based on skin color? If you want to comment on this feature, send an email to news@weru.org with outside the box in the subject line, or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in thinking outside the box.